listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, a special solo episode for you guys. This is episode 159 of the Purple Project Podcast. Weekly edition, of course. Changed some things up at the last minute here. Do some schedule, moving around in the schedule for this weekend. So happy to jump on here for a half hour-ish weekly edition of the podcast. We'll come back with our co-host Alex Ain for a big show next week. Probably do a double weekly edition of the podcast there. But for right now, recording this on Thursday night, May 25th, 2023. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. Your first time listening. All things K-State sports on this particular podcast. Your first time listening. Glad you can join us here on this Memorial Day weekend. A gigantic weekend across the board. And we're going to start quickly here with baseball. Yes, baseball here. And by the time you hear this, there should be a postcast already out on this here. K-State, after being shellacked in game one, how about this? Who would have thought it? I said it on the postcast yesterday, that baseball is a funny game and anything can happen in a one game setting. This is not a 3-game series, it's a 1-game setting. And K-State answered the bell this morning by shutting out the number one and sending home the number one team seed in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament down there in Arlington, Texas, home of the Texas Rangers, the Globe Life Field. A shutout. How? Who would have had that there being a card? Not me, for sure. There's going to be more on the postcast there. That's going to should be coming out here momentarily by now. But yes, so K-State advances to tomorrow, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, the Big 12 schedule of the tournament right now, but yeah, so K-State, just like they did last year, lose the first game. I don't know what it is about the opening game of the series, or not, of the postseason Big 12 tournament with these guys, with Pete Hughes, but every time they get punched in the mouth, this team knows how to respond when the lights shine, and boy, oh boy, they are outstanding across the board. K-State did strike first in this one. They put up one in the first, and then from there, the pitching staff. I mentioned in that postcast, Tyrell and Tyson Davis did not pitch in that blowout, which was the best case scenario there for K-State there. I will mention this here, though. Tyson Neighbors goes four innings here. One hit given up. And they had a no-hitter going in. K-State was pitching a no-hitter going into the sixth inning of this game. Here, Tyson Neighbors faced 15 batters, pitched 71 pitches, walked three, struck out eight in this game. Texas going home with nothing. They didn't win a damn single thing. And KU put them in a bind, a stunning upset there yesterday. Probably the upset so far of the tournament. And then, of course, K-State cleaned it up there with a shutout, 6-0 over the number one seed, Texas Longhorns. See you later. And K-State lives to play another day. So they'll be back at it again here when this podcast rolls out. By the time this podcast does come out, we'll see if K-State will survive to another day, which will be Saturday. The championship game, by the way, will be Sunday afternoon. I think it's at 5. Yeah, it's at 5, if I remember correctly. There as well. So I did look at the schedule before it all started. So, yeah, K-State shut out Texas 6-0 there in that one. Again, we'll have more on the postcast there on the other side coming up, or when it should be already out. When it's the postcast should be already out when this pops up, looking at probably tomorrow night. So you guys should already know the fate of K-State after tomorrow. So, but a huge win. And rumor has it that this big win right here by Texas over Texas today, this morning, might have clinched K-State a spot in the NCAA regional. Unbelievable. Tremendous job. You wonder. This is Jekyll and Hyde of this game baseball, of this K-State baseball team. TCU get blown out, your doors blown off, and then you come back, you respond by shutting down the best team in the Big 12. So, which K-State team is going to show up tomorrow? I have no idea. Hopefully the one that shut down Texas, because they put that was a pitching clinic today by K-State. Ty Rule, nice Tyson Nabers in a whole group. Now you're in that same situation. Can you do it again? We'll find out tomorrow. I don't have the schedule for tomorrow in front of me right now, but I'm assuming K-State will play one of the earlier time slots tomorrow. So when this podcast goes up, K-State will either be done for the Big 12 tournament or advance to Saturday's games. So we'll see. Again, Pete Hughes' team strikes again in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament, folks, down there in Arlington, Texas there. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here for you guys. For this edition, solo, going solo for this episode here. We will bring Alex back next week to recap it all. Coming off of a big Memorial Day weekend, had to change some things at the last minute there. So with scheduling this week for me personally, so I had to move some stuff around. So you're not going to get him this weekend. Instead, you're going to get me instead. All right, but we have some other things to cover here on the podcast here real quick, if I can get out of this. All right, so track and field has been busy this week also, right? We'll start, go from there, from baseball to the track and field in Cali there as well. And for the second straight year in a row, Cade McCall going to the NCAA championships, guys. Yes, sir. McCall clinched a spot in the men's hammer throw at the NCAA championships, which will be, I believe, next weekend there for the second straight year in a row there. That was the highlight of K-State's NCAA West preliminaries. It was started yesterday. They're going to keep going, though, so we're not really done yet with this thing at all. But huge news coming from the track and field side. Cade McCall has done it yet again here in the year, different year, in 2023. Here, as we have something here from Greg Watson, one of the field coaches here for K-State. Quote, Cade performed very well in what turned out to be a very competitive and close competition for the top 12 spots, Greg Watson says. Quote, he kept great composure after a foul in the first round and executed two very nice throws after that, end quote, as well. And remember, yeah, McCall, once again, knows how to come up big in these types of situations. He did it again. This happened yesterday afternoon in Sacramento, California. And also, along with McCall, there's 20 more other K-State athletes trying to make a bid for the NCAA championships there as well. Let's just go around the round table here to see a few of these athletes. Hallie Spector in the men's 1500. He qualified in the quarterfinals. That's going to be going on here in a minute, or I should say in a few minutes. Oh, wait a second. That's tomorrow. So excuse me, my bad. So I got the wrong person mixed up. So he'll be competing tomorrow when this podcast should be already out, this episode 159 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. And his counterpart, Stephen Kelhoffner, also in the 1500. Meters. He took 10th with a time of 3:48 there. Kyle Gale on the track also. He finished outside the top 25 in the 400 there. Joe Baselic in the men's javelin throw. He came home in 37th there with a throw of 194.7 there. Jesse Pinkley finished off the first night last night. Overall, he's 29th with a clearance of 16.6 there as well. As I'm recording this right now, women's hammer throw is wrapping up. You have Emma Robbins and Monique Hardy competing in that there as well. So that's all I got for that. So hopefully during this busy weekend of sports, grilling, hanging out with friends and all that other stuff, running a race this weekend, we'll have to cut in hop on back on this podcast and give an update on the rest of the athletes out there for the NCAA West preliminary rounds there as well. So there, go check it out there as well. All right, we're going to step aside here for a minute. We'll take our first break here on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 159. Eddie Greer riding solo on this one here on this big Memorial Day weekend coming up here across the country. When we come back on the other side, we have a golfer getting ready for the NCAA National Championship. We'll be back after this timeout, the Pro Project Podcast, after this.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Back again on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, captain of this episode here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State here. We talk a little baseball. Of course, there's going to be a postcast coming out. But it should be already out when this episode arrives at the Extra Purple Project Podcast feed. So we're keeping an eye on that. K-State might have locked themselves up for a regional. I don't want to count the chickens before they hatch there, but all rumor has it that K-State, possibly with the upset over number one seed Texas today, might have clinched that spot on that. We'll keep our eyes out on that. But the K-State's still playing. We're not done yet. There, Cade McCall is going to be returning to the NCAA Championship field after clinching a spot there in the discus. And now you turn to Luke O'Neill. Let's not forget about him. Luke O'Neill clinched a spot a week and a half ago for the NCAA Championships here, the senior. He's coming off of a second place finish in the NCAA Regional Tournament in the Michigan Regional. I thought Luke O'Neill was a senior. But glad he's only a junior. He's ready to face off against the best in the nation. This is going to be going down this weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona there, Friday through Monday. So right through Memorial Day weekend, O'Neill's going to be competing and will have set his sights high on possibly getting national championship. We'll see about that. But for Luke O'Neill and K-State, right, he is the fifth Wildcat to compete in the NCAA championship meet in the first. Yes, I said meet. Sorry, I'm used to track and field terms, folks. In the first, since PGA Tour member Robert Shrebe did it all the way back as a freshman. Guess what year that was? 2006. Almost said 2016. 2006. It was the last time that happened there as well. Grant Roberts in a statement here, getting Luke prepared for a huge week this weekend. Quote, we are really excited for Luke and the opportunity he has to play for a national championship. And then Grant continues on, quote, he has been working really hard all year and it's been paying off. He has gotten better and better each tournament this spring and he has played at an extremely high level this last month. I'm looking forward to watching him compete this week. I know he will do well, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, and unfortunately for his teammates, they're not able to join him, obviously. They fell a couple of strokes short of advancing as a team. Look, all year long, individual or team, this K-State men's golf team has done K-State proud. And that momentum just carried over, not just this year, all year long, but he had to go back from last summer. Seeing this team gel, you had a lot of leadership, you had a lot of veteran players. Yes, they're still tad young, but they got a lot of experience between, obviously, Tim Tillman's, Cooper Schultz, as I like to mention on this podcast, or remind everybody that he was the men's golfer of the year. So, depth-wise, this team has been solid all year long, but unfortunately the team didn't make it. But for what it's worth, all its hard work, K-State is represented in the NCAA championships as Luke O'Neill represents us here this weekend. And let's not forget about Haley Vargas on the women's side as well, getting the invitational and accepting the invitational to get to regionals there on that front. So you have that here, some more details here Then I have O'Neal's going to be joined by, again, six more individuals and 30 teams that will play 18 holes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after the third round on Sunday, the field will be cut to 15 teams and nine individuals not on an advancing team for the final round of stroke play on Monday, where an individual national championship will be crowned there as well. And just to remind folks, I know we set this on a separate daily edition. Luke O'Neal enters the final meet, match, where you want to call it, the NCAA championship with a season stroke of 71.4. That is top five in school history, fifth exactly, for those who exactly want to run where that is, averaging 70 strokes per round over his previous three events. Right now, Luke O'Neal playing his best golf at the right time here as well. And oh, by the way, Luke O'Neal is from Connemara, Ireland. So he'll kick it off on Friday. And the time scheduled for him, 10:22 Central Time. Then when this podcast goes out, the first round will be already wrapped up there out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. We wish Luke well for his bid to make a little case, make a little K-State history there as well. So, folks, so be out, look out this weekend as well. So, baseball continuing its run here, and hopefully by the time this podcast comes out, they would have played their way in. Into Saturday. That's unknown at this point, but we do know we won this game against Texas. Kay McCall going to the NCAA championships again for the second straight year. Luke O'Neal competing in the NCAA champions on the fairways here, not here, but in Scottsdale, Arizona, beginning when this podcast comes out. The first round will already be in the books.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Interesting storyline coming from the football field. My co-host Alex Aidenman teeing up. You know, it's been kind of slow recruiting-wise, transfer portal-wise, but big news and very curious news hit for K-State on the football field. We have not talked about football in a handful of weeks, so we're getting football here in here on the weekly edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here capping the ship here this week. Having to move some things around. So that's why I'm manning this thing, capping this ship here on the podcast. Jacob, and I'm probably going to butcher his last name here, Jacob Knuth. He was on the Minnesota team, right? Got him for the transfer portal. He made news on Twitter that he is coming here to K-State. Here, and just a little note on him. He's originally from Harrisburg, South Dakota. Knuth did redshirt last year as a freshman for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. In his high school, he led Harrisburg to an unbeaten season. And on top of that, you're talking about a state title a couple years ago, back in 2021 there as well. Very interesting stuff there. And you already, so you got Will Howard, obviously, at quarterback. And let's see here. It might be a little wrong here. Let's see. This was huge news. Last week, I want to double check to make sure that is correct here. Yeah, because I did see something. Yes. So, okay, I wanted to make sure I was right, pulling us out of left field. But yeah, I had to do double take on this. And now you add Knuth to an already jam-packed quarterback room. You got Will Howard there. You still have Jake Rubley. You have the talented freshman Avery Johnson. Now you add a transfer, somebody out of the transfer portal, and Jacob Knuth. Very, very interesting here. This is the sixth guy from the transfer portal from the spring semester here. Knuth is a player that the Wildcats had interest in here coming out of high school before, of course. Originally, Knuth picked Minnesota there as well. Yeah, so actually, I was one quarterback off. This is an already loaded quarterback room. Now it is jam-packed. What are you going to do with Knuth here, who is initially now the fifth quarterback on this roster, right? So you have, or I said, Howard, Rubley, Johnson, and Adrian Lara. He has 4 years left. Johnson, he's been on a he's been there. You know you're going to get 4 years out of him, hopefully. Will Howard apparently has 2 more years. Jake Rubley has 3 more years left as well. But I do see the aftermath of this, right? Because Will Howard, after all, could declare for the draft. I know we're going way outside the box here. But again, just thinking in the long game, if you want to think about it that way, I have not seen anything on this Knuth yet, or any tape on Knuth, to be honest with you guys. So I don't know what I'm going to get. But Will Howard could possibly move on after next year. And the way that he played last year, if he continues that trajectory, he could definitely be somebody that could get drafted for sure. Let's see. Avery Johnson, you know he's going to be pushing for that starting job there. And you know the transfer portal. Somebody's going to come out of here hitting that transfer portal. This is what it is. We have said it profusely on this podcast. I'm pretty sure everybody else around K-State Sports knows that as well, including across the nation. Jake Rubley's been in this program for a long-ass time now. He's gotten, just a handful of snaps. And that I throw in last year there as well. Lara, didn't even heard of this guy until looking at the roster recently, guys, there as well. Somebody, got to go back to my statement last summer. I think I said this on the show. We're pretending the quarterback room. We're going to have a couple months to talk about it here on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly with my co-host Alex. And I'm pretty sure he has some takes on this as well. You're going to have to wait until next week for that. But we'll be definitely talking about more football once baseball season wraps up. I know we're focused on baseball right now, but we just throwing track and field in there, and men's golf. Men's golf is going to be on the highlight reel this weekend as well. But yeah, you think gotta think to yourself here. But what if Will decides to come back? Whew. Good for K-State, yes. I just don't want to think that far in advance there. When we haven't even hit June yet. So, just putting all those numbers out there, now you have Knuth, who at one point had K-State on his radar. Now, he's coming here to the Little Apple. So, definitely really intriguing move here, get for K-State. I understand that. And something that was said in this week's shameless plug, but I'm going to plug him in there anyways because this is a good podcast also. Go Power Cat podcast, right? And they're talking about this in lines of basketball. You want to develop your talent, your homegrown talent. Let's just say it that way, because the basketball team led by Jerome Tang, they got some steady players from this year's recruiting class, right? So you want to develop those guys, right? And you can't, and maybe you can throw football as the exception here, but basketball, you don't want to fill up your guys with transfer portal guys. And I thought that was very interesting enough on that front. And here, I mean, the football field, the football roster takes about 50 to 60 players. Again, you want to build, and they said this too on the podcast as well, you want to build good recruiting classes after build recruiting classes after good recruiting classes. This coming in here, led by Avery Johnson, the most highest ranked recruiting class to this point in K-State history. I don't know about this move. I don't know. This one. I might be in the minority of this, but this one kind of puzzled me a little bit here because you already have Jake Rubley, who was at one point several years ago highly talented. Even though, yes, he missed his senior year apparently in high school. He was still a talented, right? And Lara, Adrian Lara, I never heard of him until looking at the roster early this week and seeing what's going on. We do all know about Avery Johnson and what he can do, right? So, and now you bring in this other guy from Minnesota. So, I mean, Avery Johnson, you want to build, at some point, you want to build from within. That's pertaining to football, right? You hear the saying, you want to build with within from multiple spots, right? So if I'm the football team, look, I'm these coaches, look, it's nice to get a veteran out of the trailer portal, but look, you have, what, Avery Johnson, Jake Rubley sitting there. You have Adrian Lara sitting there as well. Last year, it was focused on Will Howard and Adrian Fernandez to the White Sox pitcher. Oh, boy. Dating myself way back. but Adrian Martinez, Will Howard. Now you have Will Howard and a host of other quarterbacks out there. This is going to be really intriguing. I'm excited to break it all down here in the upcoming weeks of this podcast here. What that means, and yes, as we all know and learned from the past year of football, of course, we won the Big 12 championship. Injuries played a huge factor last year, and particularly of the quarterback position with Adrian Martinez, right, going down, and Will Howard stepped in, and he took over the show. So, it's very... I'm glad I'm not the head coach, and obviously Chris Klieman signed that extension, that big time deal, 8-year contract there more recently, and we did a daily on that. So go back and check that out if you missed out on all the details on that. This is the Purple Project Podcast Weekly 159. All things K-State. Eddie Greer here for a few more minutes on the show here. Glad you can stop by, give us a listen here tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. Make sure you love what you're hearing. Definitely make sure you do subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. There, if you have, I'm gonna throw this other plug in, and I'll just throw in episode in between episodes 157. If you have not caught our recent guests, Jasmine Halliburton and Austin Buckey, those are must listens. Go back and give those a download and a listen. That would be appreciated so much, including episode 156 with myself and Alex Aiden. That's gonna give you a little taste. What's to come this summer? We're going to continue to bring on guests here. My friends, I got a couple on the top list right now that I definitely want to get on here while the summer is hot and heavy, like this show is for sure. So go check it out. But yeah, that's very interesting. Wrap it up with this here. I don't have anything else, so I'll wrap it with this here. It's going to be interesting. We got Will Howard, definitely QB1. The fight's going to be for number two now. will it be Rubley or it's going to be somebody else in this mix? And it's nice. Yes, it's nice that Chris Klieman and his staff is thinking long term. I understand that they want to get, but Knuth, he didn't even play a snap. And I don't have his numbers up here. All I know is, yes, he committed, and he sat out last year, didn't he? Yeah, he sat out last year, redshirted. So you got no stats. You got no book on him, for the exception of possibly tape. Where he led Harrisburg to a state championship a couple years ago there as well. But yeah, it's kind of a little surprising to me there. But you have all this talent back there. Why don't you develop some of this talent back here instead of getting somebody from transfer portal? It's nice here and there. But at the same time, I know it's football. Football has more players on a roster, on a college football roster, than basketball. But at the same time, you don't want to be filling your guys with transport people. This is, you want, again, that's critical. Critical. That is the most thing that you could build. You want to continue to build on good recruiting classes. That's really the point I'm trying to get. That's really trying to point. I'm trying to hammer home here on it to end this episode. To give you guys something to think about, right, is you can't depend on some of these guys in the transfer portal. Now, obviously, nowadays, perfect example, I can't think of his name right now, JT Daniels, jumping around in the transfer portal here. Let's go to USC. Nah. Let's go to Georgia. Nah. Let's go to West Virginia. It's not happening. let's go. We're gonna step aside here real quick. We'll be back to finish this episode off. Back one more time for the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. Eddie Greer here, riding the ship here today, solo on this big Memorial Day weekend here. Again, I've said this a couple of times on this podcast. Change in the plan, so that's why I'm hopping on here and giving y'all some content here for Memorial Day weekend. Again, check out the rest of our episodes out on the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcasts on Spotify, Apple, and several others out there as well. But to finish off, again, my point here, I apologize that I went to break on a middle of the point here. You want to build recruiting classes. And yes, it's not, and that's not feathering any cap for the transfer portal, but at the same time, you have talented guys behind Will Howard that continue to need developing in your own backyard. I would just refer, you have three other quarterbacks back there that I've mentioned 100 times in the last 5 minutes of the podcast. So very interesting to see how this shakes out, obviously. And you can't predict injuries and when they're going to strike. So it's always nice to have that depth there. But again, you want to continue, you want to start at this juncture. We're in the summertime. We're in late spring, summertime, right? You want to continue to get these guys, and not just the quarterback room, all the rooms, whether that's running back, life without Deuce Vaughn, right? How are you going to win games without him? You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. No Felix and Duke Uzama, right? And look, Felix was in and out of that lineup, and they were still able to play great defense. So there's not a question about it there. And one point or another, you didn't have Daniel Green either, and you still were able to win games. So that's kind of solved there. Question is, on the offense still, even though, yes, Will Howard has all this momentum from the championship year last year, how are you going to win games without Deuce Vaughn? That's the big question there on that side. But you have weapons. You have plenty in your arsenal there. But, you know, with Knuth now, he's joined by, let's see, Keegan Johnson, Treshawn Ward, who came from the transfer portal there as well. I can't think of another from the offensive side. I know Marquise Siegel from the defensive side of the ball. That was a huge need on that end because of Kobe Savage. We'll see if, again, we still got quite a bit of ways until the first game of the 2023 fall campaign for K-State football. But will Kobe Savage be ready when the gates open at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for a new season of football? We'll have to see about that. But yeah, just things to think about here as we, you know, I mean, not right now, but something to really, really marinate for a little bit on that. So for me, that just might, I probably need to be in the minority, but hey, that's okay because I like to be in the minority anyway because not thinking the same thing as other people. So yeah, very interesting get there. For one, Jacob, let me see, I don't want to butcher his name here. Turn back the screen again. Gotcha there. Jacob Knuth, yes, Knuth. Hope I said that right, by the way, there as well. So, yes, in the future, it makes sense. But for but at the same time, no, you want to continue to develop that talent that you got from the previous recruiting classes there. So, Chris Kleiman. Hey, man, I'm not the coach, but hey, I'm just throwing my little two cents out there on this podcast. We're going to have plenty to talk about Will Howard's quarterback room in the upcoming episodes. We don't have a special guest. You know, you guys know the drill. You've been listening to us for a long time here on the podcast. We like to chat football and all that stuff, but that we'll definitely have or share Will Howard talk on this podcast for us all said and done right there as well. I believe that covers it here on another edition of the podcast, folks. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts. This is episode 159 of the pod. Your first time listening. Appreciate you for giving us a download and listen. You know what it is. Next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and hit that alert button as well. Every time we post a weekly episode or a daily content, you want to be on top of it. You want to stay on top of it. What's going on across K-State sports? We had recent schedules come out also. It hasn't been mentioned this yet on the show, and I'm saving it because, you know, me and Alex love to break down schedules. K-State Volleyball recently had their schedule come out. Jason Mansfield, first year head coach, about to approach his first year here at K-State. The schedule came out on that end. We'll break that down. Let's see, soccer, before that, I had his schedule printed out as well. So another season of K-State soccer will be upon us here before we know it as well. So we'll definitely break those down. My co-host Alex Zayden, we know we love our schedule breaking down, so for sure as well. But for next up, for K-State baseball, Friday's matchup, there they win, and I do believe here. Let me see if I can squeeze this in here real quick here before I let y'all go here real quick here on the podcast here. Again, There should be already a postcast out already. So let's see. So since we won early today, let's see. Friday's schedule. Okay, so we should be playing at 3. Yep, so at 3 in the loser. Actually the next game. So that means, yeah, we'll be playing the loser of Oklahoma State, which is actually going on right now as I'm wrapping up this podcast. So OU, Oklahoma State, going on right now. So K-State will play the loser of that game. It's going to be a 3, after 3 first pitch there in Arlington, Texas, Globe Life Field. So looking forward to that. And when this podcast comes out, yeah, that game should be over when this podcast comes out. And I can't predict the future. All I can tell you is hopefully K-State can move on to play another day, because for whatever reason, again, Pete Hughes, they proved to us, him and his ball club, the Batcats, time and time again has proven they can, when the backs against the wall, they know how to play well. And then they sent Texas home packing, and probably this game, this is an impressive win for K-State baseball today. But I was a little concerned, to be honest with you, going in here after being beat down like that in the very first game of this tournament and not ready to play. You had to come bring the juice. you had to come with it. And that's, guess what? K-State did that and then some by shutting out Texas and sending the number one seed packing. Crazy how baseball works right now. You gotta come with that same energy. Whoever they play, either that's going to be Oklahoma or Oklahoma State tomorrow afternoon. So more baseball for K-State baseball. We are still alive in the tournament, and more importantly, might have punched our ticket to the NCAA regional. So a couple more postcasts coming at you, including one this week. Oh, I'm about to say, yeah, we still got a couple more postcasts now because of the advancement of K-State and a possible berth in the regional. We'll keep our eyes on that this Memorial Day weekend. We'll have a big show next week when Alex A. return, when we make his return to the podcast. And yes, we're going to have a postcast. Speaking of postcast, wrap it with this. I know I said wrap it 10 times. I apologize for it. This is the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 159. Eddie Greer here. Bill Snyder Half Marathon, 5K, both 7 a.m. If you're not in the area, you're missing out. This is my favorite weekend event of the entire year. And yes, I have Grandma's coming up. That's going to be I'm going to do the same thing like I did with Dallas. They're going to be a postcast on that as well. But yeah, you looking at, I'm excited for this, a home race. Finally, I ain't got to travel nowhere. Nothing like that. I get to race it. And we'll see how this plays out. Hopefully all this good competition I've been running up against in Kansas City will translate how I've been running over there to here, and hopefully some success there as well. So hopefully I can strike gold on Saturday morning. If I don't, no finishing in the top 3. So that's what I'm looking at there. But the big picture is try to get out of this little stretch of mine healthy here. Because I have my big longest run of the entire marathon cycle coming up the next day on Sunday morning. And then that's it. That's it for Grandma's marathon training. And then it's taper time, the dreaded taper from here on out. And then I got one more race. It's for a bit special cause, though, on Monday, which I haven't signed up yet. I'm going to wait till in the morning when I put that money in that bank to get officially signed up for that in the Overland Park area. So that's what I have on tap for that. But yeah, there will be a postcast of the entire event. Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K going down 7 a.m. on Saturday. Both of them simultaneously. The Bill Snyder Half starts near I-70. Out the bridge, exit 313, starts near that. You're coming from there, and I don't know the full route since apparently the whole damn city is in construction. And I got asked today, was points open? The main road is not, but the sidewalks are. I mean, you should know this by now, man. I mean, this points have been closed pretty much since the year started, or really, if you go back that much. Come on, man. You live here, man. You should know. You run around the city a lot, man. I ain't gonna call about you by name, but you know who you are in this podcast. Come on, man. You should know better than ask me that. We track each other. Well, that's probably we follow each other on Strava, man. I mean, another social media platform for runners. I'll throw that in the mix there. So, yeah, that was kind of weird and funny at the same time. But yeah, that's him in a nutshell. There, he'll come out with some weird questions, and I got asked that today. I'm like, on my long run, which I moved up my 10-mile run up to today because I didn't want to do it tomorrow because I wanted to lock it up, pop it, lock it, put it up, and then try to manage tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Well, when this podcast comes out tomorrow, tomorrow will be Saturday in the morning. So I'm really trying to manage that, try to move around, balance out the race and my long, and then of course my final long run of this training cycle, which has been a long preparation for it, but it's okay because last time I had this long to prepare for a marathon, yeah, your boy had his biggest PR and still a PR, which I want to break that badly in a couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. But then of course I'm running on Monday as well. So, and then of course Tuesday I'm just gonna take all that off as well. So begin that taper phase, put myself on lockdown. there as well. So yeah, there you go. I didn't expect to go this long on the podcast, but just an update for you guys on that. So you're gonna get a postcast on that, a continuation postcast of K-State baseball as they try to weave themselves out of the losers bracket. Well, it's a good start today. They beat Texas, shut them out, put the goose egg on them. Now you wait the loser of Oklahoma State. It's going on right now as I speak. I don't know what the score is right now. I don't have the score in front of me pulled up. I'll hop on that after we log off this podcast over as well. So much going on. Again, I didn't want to leave. Obviously, this is all things K-State. So, obviously, yeah, Luke O'Neal going. He'll be playing this weekend. And Kay McCall clutching a berth in the NCAA championships in the distance. So much going on. So, congratulations there. And we got so much to look forward to chat about in the upcoming summer months on this podcast. I cannot wait to chat about with our co-host Alex Aiden, and of course with you guys, K-State Nation, as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, once again, appreciate you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Wildcat Nation, checker flag has waved on another weekly edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, you're new. Again, make sure you tell your friends about this podcast. We appreciate it so much. Again, we'll bring back Alex again next week. And right now, I think the plan... Oh, boy. Not what I wanted. There we go. The tentative plan for next week, now that the shows are over on CBS, possibly 2 episodes next week, possibly. No, we're going to have one. Checking with Alex on it. I'm hoping to record next Tuesday, and that episode will be out on Wednesday if all things go. If not, we'll definitely record on Thursday and Friday as the usual time slot as well. So K-State Nation, be on the lookout for that as well. But for now, we're going to the garage. Checker flag falls on episode 159 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. Let's continue to cheer on the Cats in Arlington the rest of the way out. We out.
you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!